Welcome back to the Billy Manning Show. I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas. And in this week's episode, I'm going to be doing the bad and the good of 2020. Now, I like ending on a high note, so we're going to start off with the bad. If you had any sort of travel plans in 2020, they were likely canceled. But being the year that it was, that is one of our least concerns. I was able to go to Tennessee and still hang out with some friends, smaller groups and such. More time at home, more time to relax. So it wasn't all bad. Let's start out with the bad, though. So yeah, if you had travel plans, you know, everything likely got canceled or delayed. But at the end of the day, it's all about safety. And who would have thought I would have said that I miss sitting next to random people to watch wrestling with 20,000 screaming fans. But here I am saying it, so that has changed my perspective on things. Well, 2020 was hard for the movie industry as theaters shut down and did either limited seating or, like my theater here in Hillsboro, currently is doing popcorn sales only on Saturdays and Sundays. It's been a challenging year for them. I'm hoping for a bounce back in 2021. Once the vaccine rolls out and we've all had it. Now, there were some hits in there. There were some movies that I thoroughly enjoyed, such as the Birds of Prey film starring with Margot Robbie as Harley, reprising her role as Harley Quinn. And we also had the X-Men New Mutants, which that was kind of a mixed bag there for some people. I personally enjoyed it and watched it with my dad. Rewatching some shows and such. We had a few good movies. Tenet was widely praised, although I did not see that admittedly. Also, let's get into one of the hardest things of 2020, and that was we had our fair share of deaths this year. January, we lost Kobe Bryant, who meant a lot to a lot of people. And I remember being at home and my buddy called me and said, "Hey, are you sitting down?" I said, "Yeah, what's going on?" He goes, "You know Kobe and how much you look up to him." I'm like, "Yeah, what's he up to?" He goes, "Oh, he died today." And I just didn't really know how to process the news. I just kind of sat in silence for a while and didn't know what to say because he was such a great player, but beyond basketball, good guy. And I think he meant a lot of things to a lot of people. Also, we lost Chadwick Boseman, Black Panther, who fought cancer in secret. He did not tell us and want us to know. We didn't know until after the fact. So that was a sad thing, but thoughts with his family and friends. And then just would have been Saturday. I was scrolling through Instagram and Facebook, and I saw news about John Huber, or as you may know him in WWE, he was Luke Harper, and most recently in AEW, he was Brody Lee, and they came out and said he had non-COVID lung disease. He was only 41. Thoughts and prayers and condolences to his family and friends. They said he was a family man outside the ring. Backstage, he was adored by his fellow wrestlers and backstage personnel. I can remember him in the Wyatt family with Bray Wyatt, Braun Strowman, Eric Rowan. And he was such a good talent. They said he always had a smile on his face and he always cheered other people up as well. He is going to be greatly missed. Pat Patterson, of course, and countless others. So I also had some friends and some people that I knew personally who died from COVID. So what I would like to do now is 19 seconds of silence for those who died of COVID, and then we'll hit a commercial and then the positive. So here we go. Now we're going to talk about the good things that came out of 2020. So the world slowed down and we had a chance to reconnect with ourselves. I know me personally, I had to stay at home more and just call people like my grandparents, check on them, and also spending time with small groups such as grandparents, friends, and everything. And I always made sure that before I went, I didn't have any symptoms or anything, and tried to practice distancing as best I could. But the fact that it was usually only 3 or 4 people made it good. So 2020 had some good movies. We saw right before we were not allowed to be in theaters for a while, Birds of Prey came out. I watched that with a friend of mine. Really enjoyed their take as Ewan McGregor, who is famously known for playing Obi-Wan Kenobi and the priest in Angels and Demons, played the Black Mask. And it was a really well-made film with good villain and good heroes and everything. I was a fan of the group, and it's what I expected. I wanted to see a bunch of women kick some butt, and they did. So if that's what you were looking for, that was the movie for you. Also, I rented on demand I Still Believe, which is a true story, based on a true story. KJ Apa stars as Christian singer Jeremy Camp, and it is about everything that he went through with his wife. And it was hard to watch at times, but it was one of those stories that you felt, and I think that more people need to watch. Really well made, really well acted, and just the story behind it, the real life story, was just fascinating. That was a good film. I also saw New Mutants when we had a brief reopening in theaters. I went with the same friend of mine, ate some kettle corn at the local theater, and watched at the Orpheum, and watched that. And it was a really well-made film. Very divisive, but I enjoyed it. And the next film for me to watch, I guess, is Wonder Woman 1984. But yeah, a lot of good movies came out. Not a lot, but some good movies came out. There were some hits in there. Netflix had a lot of good shows, and that was really good. And another thing that was good was being able to go to my grandparents for Christmas Eve. It was myself, my grandparents, my dad, sister, cousin, aunt. We sat around eating pizza, snack foods that my aunt made, and my goodness, we had enough food to last a while. But it was a fun time, and I was really happy to be able to spend time with my grandparents. And then on Christmas morning, got to spend time with them, and then I went to my dad's place, and we just sat around and read over the family tree, which I will get into that on next week's episode. I will share personal stories and information about my family tree that is very, very interesting. But Christmas, I received some nice snacks and gifts and everything. The John Wick, I got the third one from my dad. I really am going to enjoy watching that, as I've seen the first one. I need to see the second and third ones. But I enjoyed the first one, so I expect to enjoy the second and third one quite a bit. And really, just the world has slowed down. I also wanted to do a review of a couple of things that I watched and played recently, so stay tuned. All right, so Cyberpunk 2077 was one of the most hotly anticipated games in a long time. CD Projekt Red released it after multiple delays, and on PC, from my understanding and from watching, it's not too bad. Next gen, not too bad. But I played on the Xbox One, and if you played on the Xbox One or PS4, there were a lot of issues, and refunds have been offered, and it was even temporarily taken down from the Sony store on PlayStation. Different bugs encountered would be if you were in a crowd and you were walking down the street and you went to punch someone, everybody in the crowd would disappear. There were bugs where you would be driving and you would see your character's rear end. You would be walking, and you would look at your outfit and you would have clothes and your genitals would be popping out, male or female. So that was an issue. There were bugs. I only was kicked from the game a couple of times. The story itself, I believe, is really well made. Where it thrives once again is like Witcher is with side quest. They have released a patch, and there's patch 1.05. There's going to be another patch in January and February to fix a lot of big bugs. I know the first patch fix some major bugs and some quest-specific bugs. But overall, I still think it's a good game. It just has some work to be done, and it probably should have been delayed again, although the fans would have got irritated. So it was a very tough battle for CD Projekt Red. It sold a lot of games, a lot of copies, and it's still, in my opinion, a great game. It just needs some fixing. So I'm going to say middle of the road. A lot of people are disappointed, but some, like me, enjoy it for what it is. It still has a lot of changes and a lot of new things they tried. If I were to describe it, it is Grand Theft Auto on steroids. Graphic-wise, there are some bugs where the faces would look weird and that sort of thing, and you would be interacting with an object and the object would disappear. So there were issues like that. I have encountered some bugs even today as I want to say 20 plus hours in. But so far, the story's good. I've been spending a lot of time on side quests. Keanu Reeves' character, Johnny Silverhand, is really fun to have around. There are romance options, options with how you go about the story, what you play as, Nomad, Street Kid, or Corpo. So far, I'm enjoying it. And once again, it is like the world of Witcher. It is very unforgiving, and people die no matter how good you try to be. So that is something I like, is the realism in that sense. No matter how good your intentions, people are still going to get hurt. Also, I had the pleasure of watching Ariana Grande's new documentary on Netflix called Excuse Me, I Love You. And it was amazing if you're a fan of hers like I am, because I'm basic like that, as I told my dad and explained to him. She was in London doing the Sweetener tour, and we got to see music of hers, as well as behind the scenes look at some of the work and the amount of choreography that goes into the shows. And she did over 80 tour dates, and it was a lot of work. And she had said the tour saved her life. And she shared some very funny stories about her pets. And we got to see songs from various albums. So if you're a fan of hers, or you just want to know what the buzz is about and why she has a record for female artists, for billboards, top 100s, and for having the most listens on Spotify, check this documentary/concert out. I enjoyed the quality of the show put together, and now I just want to get to one of her concerts in the future. Also, Big Mouth Season 4 came out and was a hit. No surprise there. Very funny. I enjoyed it, the story and just the goofiness and the sometimes the gross out factors. Do not eat if you are watching season 4, episode 2. Without spoiling more, just don't do it. Make sure you eat after the episode or way before. There are some gross out factors, but it is still a very funny and raunchy show. So I would say there were some high points of 2020. I was able to slow down and kind of spend more time at home and walking and that sort of thing. And I have been trying to cook more at home with mixed results. Some days I just give in and go pick up food. I've tried a lot of different good coffees. And if you go to Green Sky Coffee, you can get 10% off your coffee order. Just use the code BILLY10, no caps, no spaces, and my buddy Shay will take care of you with 10% off your order. So yeah, get over there and help him out. He is working on getting a mobile cafe type thing going, and I really would love to be one of the first people to attend that once that happens. And that is still something I plan on doing. Is that also my friend Adam and I, we are launching a YouTube channel called The Great Adventures of Adam and Billy. Stay tuned for that, as that is in the works and will be here in the near future. Him and I will be co-hosting. This will not be a talk show. The first episode will be us telling you what our plan is, but we are going to be very much an activity channel where we go and do different things, try different things. We already have some crazy stuff planned. I don't want to spoil it. Tune into that. That will be launching soon. We are going to be having some fun with YouTube. Once again, that is The Great Adventures of Adam and Billy. I cannot wait for you to see some of the shenanigans that him and I get into. So stay tuned for that. I hope you guys had a great Christmas. And in next week's episode, I will share what the New Year has brought so far, some family tree stuff, and some personal stories of just funny and downright strange things that have happened to me over the years, some never before shared things. So stay safe, and hopefully 2021 brings you great happiness and joy. That's all I have for this week. Thanks once again for tuning in to The Billy Manning Show.